things that the coaching staff have been talking about as we were getting on the plane yesterday. They like what they've seen out of this team on the practice floor in the last couple of days. They've lost a couple in a row. It was frustrating on Saturday. They were uncharacteristically high with the turnovers, very leaky defensively. But they also know that you got to turn the page pretty quickly, and it seems like at least on the practice floor they've done that. And now they're up against an Illinois team that looks a lot different from a year ago, but still very, very talented.
Yeah, you've had two really good tests against a really good Michigan team and then against a really good Marquette team. Well, this is also a really good Illinois team. So you've got another test, but your warts have come out a little bit as far as what are some areas that you need to correct. The beautiful thing about the game of basketball is you don't have to wait that long to have another opportunity to fix the things that are all fixable. And that's what this team has done. The coach staff showed them areas to improve. Now they've got the opportunity to go out there and put it on tape and say, Coach, we're listening to you. We're listening to what you're showing us, and we're fixing it.
Oh, the schedule was released. I think this was this four-game block that jumped out to me. I mean, obviously the Arizona game is big. The Marquette game is always big. You know, ended up playing Pitt at Greenbrier. That was obviously a significant win for Wisconsin. But this block with Michigan, Marquette, Illinois, and Butler, although Butler did lose tonight to North Dakota State, Thad Matta still has a nice-looking team. This is where you do answer, you find out things. You can get away with lapses against some of these opponents maybe that you face in the BUI, the bye games. Not so much now. So they look to gain a lot here in this block of four games, without a doubt.
Well, you learn, and that's the biggest thing that you can take away from it is you learn. You look at UTRGV, a close game, you yes. win. Do you really listen? Trust me, I've sat in the seats. I know you don't know. Like, sure,
you're
okay,
nodding,
coach. Yeah, okay.
Sure.
Yeah, but you're dozing off during film session. Like, you get through it. Okay, we weren't great, but we still won. Well, there's no dozing off after the last two games. Now it's, hey, time to put it out there, tie up the sneakers a little bit tighter, and you know you got to find a way to get one tonight.
Big Ten game number 2 out of 20, and yeah, even with the 18-team conference, it remains a 20-game Big Ten schedule. Your officials for tonight's matchup, Jeffrey Anderson, Brian Dorsey, and Rob Riley, as the Badgers will come out of the traveling Cardinal unis in the white trim, Illinois in the home white, and the orange and blue trim. Yeah, Jeffrey Anderson. So for those who watch college basketball, a high knees alert.
At
the high knees alert. And if you don't know what we're talking about, well, as Kurt Cincinnati would say, Google it.
Google me. Yeah. Google. I'll fill you in one day. Exactly. High knees is out and about, though.
Tomislav Ivicic and Steven Crow ready to jump center as the Badgers and the Illini about to get going. And this series really has swung. Wisconsin owned Illinois, winning 15 straight. And now Illinois' return of the favor. The Illini, 8 in a row, winning in Madison last March, beating Wisconsin in the Big Ten Tournament Championship game. Two very entertaining, high-scoring games where Illinois just made the plays down the stretch.
And last year was a little bit of booty ball for Illinois. This year it's going to be threes and get to the rim, so a different style.
Ryan Dorsey ready to put the ball in the air. Ivicic and Crow ready to jump center. Toss and tap to Wisconsin. And from our vantage point by the Badgers bench, Wisconsin moving to our right, and we are underway. Illinois straight up defensively. Klusman off the Crow ball screen. And a throw back to Crow. Three in the air. Left of the circle. Back iron. No good. Trey White the rebound for Illinois. The Illini moving to our left in the first half of play. Jakachonis will set the floor. Throwing to Kylan Boswell at the midcourt logo. He's with Klusman. Boswell on the left wing, throwing to Humrichaus, trying a three, left of the circle, a brick to the right, long rebound to Blackwell, pushing front court for Wisconsin, drives to the rim, and the layup is good for Blackwell, taking it the distance for the first points.
Good, easy bucket in transition early on there for John.
Kylan Boswell off the Ivicic screen, stops right elbow, turns it out to Jakachonis, kicks it to Boswell, shakes and walk, trying to juke left, then move right around Crow, turnover, Illinois.
And initially, defensively, Wisconsin much tighter as far as driving angles. Yes, you're going to get in the middle, but it's tighter, so now all of a sudden they've got to kick that back out much more.
Not quite a minute into the game, 2-0 Wisconsin. John Tanjay at the top of the circle against Trey White. Tanjay right lane line, throws it up high off the glass, around the rim and in for Tanjay. And it's 4-0 Wisconsin.
Getting downhill, getting to the paint early and often, good thing here.
Jakachonis dribbling, and it's knocked away. A steal from Crowell sends it ahead to John Blackwell. Another Illinois turnover. Here's Klesman on the left wing, and the Badgers set the offense. Blackwell left of the center circle, throwing to Nolan Winter. He's with Ivicic, high on the right. One dribble. Winter turns, throws to Crowell. Crowell against Humrickhouse, gives off to Blackwell, curls around a Crowell screen, 10 on the shot clock. Blackwell bounces to Crowell. Stevie left of the lane, starting to back, backing, single covers, left shoulder turn, up right hand short, no good. Ivicic the rebound for Illinois. Minute 45 gone by, 4-0 Wisconsin. Boswell off the Ivicic screen, left of the lane, whips it to Trey White, open three, right corner is good. White, just his fifth hit from distance this season in 16 tries. 4-3 Wisconsin, we're 2 minutes in. Crowell outside right, bounces to Blackwell, baseline right, White defending. Blackwell starts to back, turns baseline, throws it out to Tanjay, ran out of room. Good Blackwell step to the baseline, turnover Wisconsin.
And there was nothing there on that initial rip through that he had. Kick that ball out, get it swung, get the ball back. But those are the areas where John gets those turnovers that he just doesn't need.
Yeah, John had a handful of them, four of them in the Marquette game, but did score 17 points. Still growing in the role, different role for John this year as opposed to his freshman season. 2:15 gone by, 4-3 Wisconsin. Jakachonis dribbling right of the lane, feeds Boswell, tries a three, left of the circle, good for Kylan Boswell, who's been struggling from three, not unlike Max Klesman. There's a body of work that will tell you you still got to respect his long shooting ability. Illinois leads 6-4, a little more than 2.5 minutes gone by. Crowell right of the circle, throws to Winter, left of the wheel, flips it to Klesman. Curls with the dribble, nice lead, tried to get it into Winter, is deflected, taken away. Jakachonis on the push, a pull-up three, right of the circle, rattles out, no good. Rebound tipped in the air, pulled down by Klesman for Wisconsin. About 3 minutes in, 6-4 the Illini. Winter out front for the Badgers, throwing it to Blackwell. Gets through Jakachonis, baseline left, out to Nolan, tries a three, left side, left it short, no good. Jakachonis the rebound, outlet to Boswell, long bounce to Humrickhouse, left corner three, snapped it off, missed it. The rebound, Ivicic at the right block against Crowell, pivots to the baseline, throws it back out to Kylan Boswell. Boswell off the Ivicic screen, driving on Crowell, right of the lane, goes through the paint, feeds Trey White, low on the right, splits two defenders, up and in, it counts at a foul. Crowell and Winter were there, contact coming, it's an and one, and the foul assessed to Stephen Crowell, the game's first.
And that on top of it was one of the keys, rebounding the basketball. You see Big Steve coming out now because, again, gives up the offensive rebound. And then on top of it, he gets hit with a foul because of it. And that's just, you got to clean those up. You can't give this Illini team extra opportunities. They're tough enough to guard the way they are.
Carter Gilmore coming in for Crowell as White hits the free throw. And he has 6 early points for Illinois. He averages 7 a game. So a 9-point run for the Illini. 9-4 Illinois, 3.5 minutes gone by. Carter Gilmore outside left, throwing to Max Klesman around a Winter screen. Klesman right lane line, whips it to Gilmore, turns it to Tanjay. Tanjay to the line, Tanjay in the lane, inside feed, caught by Gilmore, low and left, and a crowd bustles it up and in.
Carter did such a great job of gathering a little bit of a shot fake, then goes and explodes through the body.
9-6 Illinois, not quite 4 minutes gone by. Boswell around the Ivicic screen. Backs up beyond the three-point line, sizes up Winter, takes a three straight away, off the back of the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, Trey White. Is it to Boswell, another second chance here for Illinois. Ivicic against Gilmore, backing, single coverage. In the lane, goes up left hand, back rim, no good. Rebound, Winter for Wisconsin. Outlet to Blackwell up the left sideline of the front court for the Badgers. A throw to Nolan Winter right of the circle. Whips to Klesman. Outside right, around a screen from Winter. Throws to Gilmore. He'll try a three. Left of the circle. Book it. Carter Gilmore with 5 quick ones. And we're tied at 9.
Well, he came off 5 from Marquette as well. Same energy he brought in that Marquette game. An energy that was needed right now.
Yeah, he had 6 rebounds and 5 assists in that game as well. Jakachonis dribbles to the free throw line, feeds Ivicic. He'll try a three, left of the circle, knocks it down over Blackwell. He's better than 38% from three, is the 7-1 sophomore from Croatia. 12-9 Illinois. Tanjay throwing to Carter Gilmore, high on the right, turns to the Winter, left of the circle. 5 minutes in, Illinois up 3. Winter, a handoff to Tanjay. Tanjay on the left side, being dogged by Boswell, left of the lane, inside feed. Winter low on the right, goes up, and he'll finish.
John did a good job of getting into that defender's body, then throwing that lob up. But he just created a little bit of extra seconds that the defender had to help up. So that's why Nolan was wide open.
12-11, Illinois. About 5.5 minutes gone by. Yakachonis against Tanjay. Driving, stops right block. Turns it out to Trey White. White on the right wing. Bounces Yakachonis. Took a look. Tanjay covers him up and now backed off a little bit. And then a soft pass stolen away by Klezman on the run. He's got Boswell. Tried a little Euro step to Klezman and just lost his balance. Lost the ball. Turnover Wisconsin. Here's Boswell. Finds Yakachonis. Drives the lane. The layup is good. First points for Yakachonis. It's 14-11 in the lower. 14:05 left in the first half. John Tanjay around a Gilmore screen. Rolls off the left wing. Steps back. Three in the air. Off the rim. No good. The rebound to Boswell. 13:55 left first half. 14-11 Illinois. Boswell, the former Arizona Wildcat, turns it out. Humrickhaus. He'll flip a three. Right wing. Bangs off the rim. No good. Nolan Winter tips and then secures the rebound. A quick outlet to Blackwell. Gliding to the front court. Trying to spin move with a dribble. And it was knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin as we have our first timeout of the night. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and in the future. And by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. Breaking the action, 13:39 left in the first half, Illinois 14, Wisconsin 11. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
My life is always on. Every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a longstanding tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you in part by Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. 13:39 left to the first half. Illinois 14, Wisconsin 11.
I think early offensively for Wisconsin, when they're able to turn the corner, get to the paint, they've had some really good looks. A couple of threes that didn't love. John Tanjay with a step back three. You can get that shot at any point. Keep moving that ball around. Then defensively, you got to clean up the boards. Given up two offensive rebounds early on here.
Both Brad Underwood and Greg Gard going to their bench. Jack Janicki on the floor for Wisconsin. Kamari McGee as well. Inbounds pass to Stephen Crowell. High on the right. Xavier Amos also in the game. Crowell and Blackwell round out the five. Blackwell feeds Amos. High on the right. Throwing to Janicki on the right wing. Janicki slips it into Amos, low on the right, goes to the rim and got fouled. Xavier Amos will go to the free throw line. He's one of the young ones for Illinois. Morris Johnson, a Mr. Basketball in the state of Illinois, out of Riverdale, is called for the foul. Underwood's talked about wanting to get Johnson and Will Riley, fellow freshman, in the line up a little bit more, on the floor a little more. Both are out there right now.
Yeah, Johnson Jr. averages 2.5 offensive rebounds a game. So one of those areas on that side of the floor, on the offensive side, you got to make sure you know where he's at. Xavier did a really good job on that last ball screen action, rolling to the basket harder and faster. That's why the defense was late getting over there. So when you set that screen, you got to roll hard. Good things are going to happen. Right now, Big Steve sometimes is a little slow getting down there. The faster you go, the better opportunity you get in that little pocket pass that you can get to the free throw line.
And Xavier Amos pays it off by knocking down the first as well as the second. Badgers within one. And Gibbs Lawhorn in the game. Right block, Fijiakachonis. Back out to Gibbs Lawhorn. Tries a three on the right side. No good. And those fouls called. They'll get Jake Davis, transfer from Mercer, 6'6 sophomore out of McCordsville, Indiana. And the Badgers back on offense. 13:08 left in the half. 14-13 Illinois. Kamari McGee out front. Jonas defending. Now Crow flips to Janicki. Dribbles to the free throw line in the lane. Slips it into Crow. Low on the left. Goes up and in. Nice delivery from Janicki to set up Big Stevie.
And that offensive side of the ball, that pick and roll action, they're hitting that big on the roll a lot here.
Gibbs Lawhorn throwing to Will Riley. Outside left. Janicki defends. Back to Gibbs Lawhorn. Right side off the Jonas screen. A throw to Jonas at the top. Left hand dribble, left elbow. Out to Gibbs Lawhorn. Refeeds. Jakachonis driving, and a reach-in foul is called. Blackwell getting in there, and it'll go against John Blackwell, whose father, Glenn, played down here for the Illini back in the 80s.
Saw him in the stands. Always wearing a Badger shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, sir. Proud of his son, who's carving his own niche at the collegiate level. Jakachonis, a block inbound pass to Johnson. Gets it back to Jakachonis at the top of the key. A flip to Davis, back out to Jakachonis. Pass to Bobble, gathered by Davis. Hands off to Dre Gibbs Lawhorn. Right side, out to Jakachonis. Took a look, drives left of the lane. Inside feed, Johnson low on the right. And is ripped away by Jack Janicki. What work on the interior from Janicki up the left sideline for Wisconsin. 12-10 left in the half, 15-14 Wisconsin. Here's Blackwell spinning, drives to the cup, hangs in the air, and threw it away. Wanted Janicki, and there's one of those unforced turnovers. You get caught in the air, and well, there was nothing John could do. It just kind of created his own turnover.
You said it. As whenever you say that, guy, up in the air, yep. Usually good things don't happen when you say up in the air.
Uh-huh.
And that was a great example of he left his feet, didn't know where he was going with the basketball. It's going to result in a turnover 90% of the time.
Jakachonis comes out. Colin Boswell back in. 12 minutes left in the half. Badgers up one. Will Riley. Right elbow feeds Davis. He'll try a three on the left side. That's off the right side iron. No good. Whistle inside. Foul called. This will go against Dre Gibbs Lawhorn of Illinois. We'll have the under 12 media timeout. America Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. And when the holidays get real, start at Kohl's and Kohl's.com, where you'll find amazing deals and everything you need all in one place so you can focus on the moments that matter. Kohl's, where families come first. 11:52 left in the first half. Wisconsin 15, Illinois 14. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. save big money on your bathroom remodel at Menards. Keep your bathroom feeling clean with Broen's bathroom exhaust fan and bacteria-removing light. Its Surface Shield technology combined with Broen's powerful ventilation prevents the growth of bacteria, mold, and fungi within your bathroom. It installs easily and reduces air leakage by up to 50%. Get the Broen bathroom ceiling fan and bacteria-removing light today for $149.99 at Menards. Sale price good through December 15th. Four Seasons greetings to you all from Menards.
Hey, Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brew Pub Pizza loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with more than half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub Lots of Mozza Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. 11:52 left in the first half. Wisconsin 15, Illinois 14.
When you're looking early on in this game, Wisconsin only 4 3-point attempts, but they're 6 of 10 from 2 from the floor. And a lot of it's been that rolling action by the bigs. Xavier scored on one. Steve scored on one. So putting pressure at the rim. You either want threes or putting pressure at the rim. Wisconsin's up by one because they're putting pressure at the rim.
And you got Kamari McGee out there with Xavier Amos, Jack Janicki, Max Klesman, Stephen Crowell. McGee throwing to Klesman out between the arcs. Kylan Boswell, the defense, a screen from Crowell. A throw to Xavier Amos. Tries a three on the left side. Hits the right side iron and out. No good. And the rebound comes down to Ivicic of Illinois. Island Boswell at the point for the Illini. Kills the dribble, bounces to Moraes Johnson, flips to Riley to the line. Riley a step in the lane, flipped it back out to Boswell. Sends to Riley outside left. He'll fire a three over Crowell. Banked it, missed it, rebound. McGee going up, tipped it, gathered by Jack Janicki. Here comes Janicki for Wisconsin to the front court. He'll feed Klesman, wide open three, right side, nailed it. Max Klesman hits six of them on Saturday against Marquette. Sticks his first triple tonight.
Well, it starts by rebounding the basketball. The first 3 minutes of the game, not good. Ever since, Wisconsin's been really good.
18-14 Wisconsin, 10:55 left first half. Ivicic, single coverage, Xavier Amos. Now a dig from Klesman, who knocked it away and out of bounds. It'll belong to Illinois with 13 on the shot clock. 10:52 left in the first half, 18-14 Wisconsin. Kylan Boswell, who had 9 assists against the Badgers last year when he was with Arizona. That game out in Tucson. Inbounds pass to Moraes Johnson at the top. Hands off to Dre Gibbs, Lawhorn on the right wing. And a reach-in foul there. Max Klesman from behind taking a swat at it. And that'll be the first foul on Max.
Yeah. Just one you didn't need. I mean,
nope.
That's just...
Yep.
You don't mind being aggressive, but that's just not a smart foul.
Both teams with 3 fouls. Inbounds pass Boswell. Baseline right to Johnson at the top of the circle. Hands it to Riley. Right lane line. Kicks to Gibbs Lawhorn. Cuts off the right wing in the lane. Fadeaway 8-footer. Will dance out. No good. Rebound Moraes Johnson. Low on the left up. No good. And the tip in on the other side. The right side from Will Riley.
And you got to find Johnson because, yep, I mean, he's averaging 2.5 offense rebounds a game.
Max Klesman on the left side throws to Stephen Crowell. 18-16 Wisconsin, 10:20 left in the half. Here's Amos for 3, left side, splashed it. Xavier Amos with 5, 21-16 Wisconsin. 10:10 left of the first half. Will Riley with a basketball out between the arcs against Amos. Max in, a dig from McGee, knocked it loose. Boswell is there, left of the lane, goes to the goal, hanging up, got it, counted, and a foul. Jack Janicki trying to fly in there. Is called for the foul. It's an and one for Illinois as the Badgers' lead is cut to 3. John Tanjay, Nolan Winter coming back in for Wisconsin. Kylan Boswell will go to the free throw line. 61% at the foul line. 21-18 Wisconsin halfway through this first half of play. Boswell's 6 points and 5 rebounds in their conference opener at Northwestern. The free throw is good for Boswell. He has 6. He averages 9 a game. 21-19 Wisconsin. Kamari McGee out there with Winter. You got Klesman, Crowell, and Tanjay rounding out the 5. Crowell right of the circle. Keep it inside. A pass goes through. Tanjay picked off by Trey White down the lane to the rim. Slam dunk. Off a live ball turnover. We're tied at 21. The passer went right through the hands and an easy money opportunity for Trey White. Gilmore in for Crow. Blackwell will check in for Wisconsin. In for Kamari McGee. So the five on the floor, you got Gilmore along with Blackwell, Klesmet, Tanjay, and Nolan Winter. Tied at 21, 9:40 left in the first half. Carter Gilmore outside left, throwing to Winter right of the circle. Winter feeds Klesmet. Max turns in the lane. One pump and the fadeaway 10-footer will dance in for Klesmet. He has five.
And that ball screen action, Wisconsin's getting whatever they want. They're either getting that driver or they're getting that pocket pass to the big.
Kylan Boswell up top for Illinois. Boswell the free throw line, feeds Trey Whites. White gets it out to Humrickhaus along the right sideline. Gives off to Riley, feeds White, and a turnover for Illinois. And a little dribble handoff there. The foul called on Will Riley, that'll be his first.
That's why it's so important when you do have that dribble handoff, you gotta come to a jump stop. When you don't, they're looking for it and they're gonna get you.
Riley out, Yakachonis is back in. 23-21 Wisconsin with 9:08 left in the first half. Up the floor is Blackwell for the Badgers. Going to Carter Gilmore outside left. Gilly with 5 points here in this first half. A pass for Max Klesmet. Right lane line, shovels it into Gilmore. Reverse layup is good. Going left to right, and Carter Gilmore has seven.
Great vision by Max.
25-21, Wisconsin, 8:48 left in the half. Here's Boswell out to Yakachonis. Left of the lane, kicks to Boswell for three, straight on. In and out, no good. Blackwell the rebound, a whistle though, and a foul is called. This will go against Wisconsin. And they're going to get Carter Gilmore. And that'll be his first.
But I'm fine with a foul like that, Matt. Like, when you talk about offensively and defensively, what you've been doing offensively, Illinois has been getting the majority of their stuff off of offensive rebounds.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get a foul like that because you're setting the tone of you're not going to get any open looks and offensive rebound opportunities, that's fine.
Yakachonis, baseline right, will inbound to White. White against Gilmore in the right wing. 4-point lead, Wisconsin, 8:35 left in the first half. Ivicic, top of the circle, checked by Nolan Winter. A handoff to Yakachonis. Whips it to Humrickhaus on the right side, takes it off the wing. Floats it out to Yakachonis. Good look at a three, left side, off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, Ivicic, and a foul called here against Wisconsin. Another offensive rebound.
They're going to call it on John Blackwell. Now, John was engaged there. That could have easily gone the other way.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got a guard just because it's a 7-footer. John was engaged. I've tried plenty of times when the guard hasn't been engaged, you can't call that. But John was engaged there.
Yeah, that's two fouls on Blackwell. McGee is in for him. Inbounds pass, Humrickhaus feeds White. He'll flip a three right side. Back rim no good. Yakachonis the rebound. Another chance. Extended possession for Illinois. Yakachonis stops right elbow, feeds Boswell. Inside feed, Ivicic catches. Big against McGee. A pass goes through White, turnover Illinois. Here comes Max Klesmet up the left sideline of the front court for Wisconsin. 8 minutes left of the break, 25-21 the Badgers. Gilmore turned down the three, dribbles into the lane, backing. Tried to slip it into Winter. Pass goes behind him, it's loose. Gilmore to the floor. They get a tie up, and the arrow belongs to Illinois as we have the under eights media timeouts. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are proud partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. 7:52 left in the first half. Wisconsin 25, Illinois 21. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Not another birthday, not another anniversary. If you're thinking this, you're not alone. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and my job is to make these events a little easier for you so you don't get in trouble again this year. We've worked hard to become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jewelry store. What does that mean to you? It means we have a tremendous amount of statement jewelry pieces in every price point. Spending $20? No problem. Spending $10,000? No problem. Designer jewelry with a small-town, casual atmosphere. Only at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren. President and CEO, I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the fourth time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes RAMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Hey, Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association encourages you to enjoy pork while supporting the Badgers all year long. Visit WPPA.org for recipes and information. 7:52 left in the first half, Wisconsin 25, Illinois 21.
You talk about Wisconsin and only having a four-point lead. It's really, I mean, they've got six turnovers and they've given up six offensive rebounds. This should be about a 10-point game. Defensively, they're doing a really good job except for closing out possessions.
Jonas into white kick out. Ivicic tries a three left side, rattles out, no good. The rebound, another offensive rebound, seven of them for Illinois. Boswell running in the lane, whistle, and they'll get a block on Klesman. Ooh, either
that's
or.
That's a second.
Yeah.
Because he had that cheap one reaching behind. And that's why when you have those cheap ones, that's why I said it's just not a smart foul, because that's a tough one. You try to get a charge. Nowadays with the rules, you're not going to get a charge, but you're in a position where that's all that you can do. Now that's your second.
So he's on the bench with two. John Blackwell is on the bench with two. Jack Janicki is out there for Wisconsin, along with McGee, Tanjay, Winter, and Gilmore. 1-1 for Kylan Boswell on team foul number 7, and Boswell connects on the front end, and he earns the bonus. So now with 7.5 minutes left in the first half,
and how does
guard tandem with two fouls?
Yeah, I was going to say, how does Wisconsin weather this?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question. We saw when John Tanjay picked up his third against Marquette. How did they handle that? Not real well. Now what have they learned?
Let's find out. Boswell hits both free throws, 25-23 Wisconsin. 7:30 left in the first half. Kamari McGee throwing to Carter Gilmore. Flip to Jack Janicki at the top. Quick pass Tanjay. Cuts off the left wing. Tanjay in the lane. He pivots. Almost lost it, and he ended up blocking with the ball. Turnover. Wisconsin got bothered in the paint, did Tanjay. And that got him out of sync.
So seven turnovers.
Yep.
Seven offense rebounds, seven turnovers. And they're still up by two.
Illinois 8 of 24 for the field, 3 of 15 from 3. Here's Jakaciones, goes into Boswell, and he lost the handle. It's loose. Boswell trying to dig it out of there. He does the Humrickhouse. Feeds Jakaciones, left-hand dribble, kicks to Ivicic. Swoops off the left wing, kicks it to Humrickhouse on the right side. Gilmore covers him up. He'll give off to Boswell. Floats it left side to Jakaciones. Bobbing against Nolan Winter. A little dig from Janicki, deflected a pass. It's loose. It's out of bounds. It'll belong to Illinois with 0.7 seconds left on the shot clock.
I think they're gonna change this.
This should
be Wisconsin basketball.
Let's see. Yep, they will change. Yeah, they will.
Absolutely. Right. This should be.
It will be Wisconsin ball. There's 6:52 left
in
the first
half. That's a good piece of officiating.
Yeah, it is. Brad Underwood will work on the acting skills and beg to differ.
He's right in front of us. It was the correct call.
Yes. Here's Winter, throws a McGee out to Carter Gilmore. Hands off to Kamari McGee on the left side. Takes it off the wing. Now retreats at the top of the circle. Gives off to Nolan Winter. He'll hand it to Tanjay. 12 of the shot clock. Tanjay right of the lane, barreling, tried to push it up, knocked away, got it back, low on the right, gets it out of there to McGee, whips to Gilmore, fakes the three, now takes the three, left side, it's off the rim, no good. Ivicic the rebound for the Illini. 6:20 left in the half, 2-point lead Wisconsin. Kylan Boswell hits the brakes at the top of the circle with a shot fake, gives off to Trey White. White Pass deflected, stolen by Kamari McGee. Again, the Badgers with the active hands. And then McGee trying to wiggle out of a trap is fouled by Trey White. That'll be his first.
Wisconsin on the defensive end. I'm going to use the word elite here because they have been.
Yep.
Now, as far as closing out the possession, I'm going to use the word bad because of the offensive rebounds. But what they've done and how they've closed out and how they've limited threes and made the three-point shot for Illinois really tough to make. Like, they've been flying all over. There have been deflections. You name it. They've played together. They've been tight for when the driving lanes have been there. Then they've sprayed out to the shooters. It's been really good.
Turnover count even at 7. Xavier Amos in there. Throwing to Tanjay. Feeds Stephen Crowell. 6:03 left in the half. 25-23 Wisconsin. Tanjay on the left hand. On the left side. Right hand dribble, left elbow. Feeds Crowell. Good look at a three. Right of the circle. That's short. No good. Yakachonis the rebound for Illinois. And he'll push it up the floor, throwing to Trey White at the top of the arc. Off the Ivicic screen, left of the lane is White. Got cut off by Crowell, left lane line. A pass for Yakachonis, steps back. He'll try a three, and it's good. A contested three over Crowell. Yakachonis, his first triple, 26-25 Illinois. McGee goes into Crowell, single coverage. Ivicic at the right block, and a foul is called. And they will get it on Tomislav Ivicic. That'll be his first, and team foul number 6.
You just wanted to get his full name, didn't you?
Yeah, just
you were practicing. Now, how many days were you practicing?
About 3.
I was going to say, about, how many times do you think you've said his name?
A lot. Here's Kamari McGee, goes into Crowell. Ivicic defending, single coverage, low on the right. Turning right shoulder, left-hand flip from Crowell is off the mark, no good. One and out for Wisconsin.
And that's where if just Steve rolls hard, yep, he doesn't then have to make a post move.
Yakachonis beats Ivicic, clean look at a three straight away, left it short. And the rebound, White saved it to Will Riley. Cuts to the rim, and the layup is good. Again, the second chance points. Timeout, Greg Gard. Illinois leads 28-25. As Illinois with 8 offensive rebounds, and they have a 9-0 lead in second chance points. 30-second timeout taken by the Badgers with 5:05 left in the first half. 28-25. The Illini.
And Matt, they're just killing themselves right now. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. You're not cleaning up. Defensively, in the half-court set, you're doing what you need to do. Offensively, I talked about as Steve rolled hard to the basket. He's catching that on the rim. He doesn't need to then make a post move. He doesn't roll far enough down. He catches that ball, needs to make the post move, misses it short. What happens?
Yeah.
Illinois is out running. Now you're scrambling. Now you give up the offensive rebound. And now you're down by 3.
Illinois 37% from the field and just 4 of 17 from the three-point
line. That's what I'm like. They're doing, like, they're guarding the three-point line really, really well right now. They're hurting themselves in other areas.
And the Badgers will play on without Max Klesman and John Blackwell, both on the bench with 2 fouls. It's McGee, Amos, Crowell, Tanjay, and Janicki on the floor for Wisconsin. McGee to the front court, throwing to Crowell. Crowell right of the circle. Need some help. A flip to Amos at the top. He'll feed McGee. Kamari sends it to Tanjay. 12 to shoot. Tanjay off the screen from Crowell. A 3 on the way is off the left side iron. No good. Ivicic the rebound for Illinois. Andrews not lighting it up from the three-point line either. 3 out of 10. Yakachonis out between the circles off the screen from Ivicic. A throw out to Ivicic on the pick and pop. Tries a 3. Rattles out. No good. Tanjay the rebound for Wisconsin. 4:25 left in the half. 28-25 Illinois. Tanjay throwing to Amos. He'll flip to Janicki on the left wing. Bounce pass Crowell. Top of the circle. Crowell holds. Now 1 dribble. Pops it to Amos. Turns it to McGee, high on the left, curls to the line, across the lane, feeds Crowell, back to Kamari, baseline right, scoots through the lane, 8 to shoot. Tanjay, a 3 is in the air, left of the circle, that's no good. Ivicic the rebound with 4 minutes left in the half. 3-point lead, Illinois. Illinois, a 7-point run. Will Riley slaloms right of the lane, flips to Ivicic, gets it back to Riley, baseline right, stops, feeds Ivicic, in the lane, goes up, missed it, rebound Amos for Wisconsin. 3:40 left in the first half. Badgers still down 3. Janicki feeds Crowell, top of the circle. Crowell finds Kamari McGee high on the left. Looks around a Crowell screen. Chased by Yakachonis out to Stevie for 3. Left side money.
Big bucket.
Yeah,
and it's a big bucket because maybe it gets Big Steve going here a little bit.
Tied at 28 with 3:20 left in the first half. Just the third three-point hit of this season for Crowell. Jakachonis outside left, isolated on Xavier Amos. He'll try a three, and that's good. Jakachonis' second three, and it's 31-28 Illinois with 3:05 left in the half.
Yeah, it's just a tough shot. No, he's, not much you can
he's
do.
Good. He's really good. Xavier Amos left of the lane, throwing to Crowell. Crowell right of the circle, had a look but turned it down. Crowell throws it back out to Amos. Greg gives Walhorn back in there on Amos. Now picks up McGee on the switch. Shot clock at 10. Janicki dribbles off the left wing in the lane. One pump, bounces Crowell low on the right, turns and scores with a right hand.
Good job of Steve to get in there and then seal and sit on the legs.
31-30 Illinois with 2:30 left in the first half. Kasparis Jakachonis will set the floor for Illinois. Out between the circles, off the white screen, slips to the white screen and roll to the rim, flipped it up and in, it counts, and a foul. They'll get Crowell inside, an and one for the Illini. There's a lead three, now for Illinois, as we have the under four media timeout. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. And Badger fans, tonight's game brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brewpub, Lotta Matcha Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. 2:22 left of the first half. Illinois 33, Wisconsin 30. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming.
This holiday season, fill your family's table with Jones Dairy Farm all-natural sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger. I'm Philip Jones, CEO and sixth generation Jones, and I know the importance of bringing generations together for the holidays, from little ones to not so little ones, and those in between. Everyone enjoys Jones products. Jones Dairy Farm, making the holidays better since 1889 and a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. U.S. Bank scoreboard update. Final from Piscataway as Rutgers holds off Penn State 80-76. About 5 minutes left of the first half. Jimmy B, Classic Michigan 36, Arkansas 25. 2:22 left of the first half here in Champaign. Illinois 33, Wisconsin 30.
And I think what you've seen so far, this Wisconsin team, they've come out. They've answered the questions that I've had on the defensive end, Matt, as far as being tighter, playing together as a unit. We haven't seen straight line drives.
No.
Right? Like we what you saw against Marquette, you haven't seen. What you've seen are turnovers, offensive rebounds. That's it. That's how Illinois is getting their offense. And this last play, you get a cut. Steve's late on the help over there. And then that's why he picks up the foul. And Illinois is at the free throw line with an and one opportunity.
And that's two fouls on Crowell. So Crowell, Klesman, and Blackwell with two fouls. No Illinois player with more than one. Trey White at the free throw line. Put together a heck of a first half, and he connects on the free throw.
And you look at Wisconsin, their bench, they've come in and they've given Wisconsin a nice pop, 12 points from their bench too.
34-30 Illinois, 2:15 left of the first half. Amos throwing to Tanjay. Tanjay on the right side, White trying to dog him, stopping right block, splits two defenders, reverse layup is good. Tanjay going right to left.
Well, we've seen Big Ten play a little bit too. That foul that was called earlier in the season is not being called. There's two hands there, he had to fight through it.
2-point lead, Illinois. Fadeaway, mid-range, right of the lane. Good for Jakachonis. 36-32, Illinois. 1:50 left in the first half. McGee to the front court, right side for Wisconsin. Boswell defends. McGee, left foul line extended. Flips to Janicki, throws it back to Kamari. Brings it out left wing. Rips to Winter at the top of the circle. A handoff to Tanjay. Tanjay versus White. A screen from Winter. Tanjay, right lane line, pushed it up in traffic. Way too hard, no good. Rebound, Moraes Johnson. Outlet to Boswell. 1:25 left in the half. Illinois up four. Boswell, left hand dribble to the free throw line. Flips it out to White. Good look at a three on the right side. Is good. And Trey White has 14 first half points. He has doubled his scoring average coming into this game. 39-32 Illinois, 1:10 left in the half. Here's Xavier Amos, feeds Winter. He'll try a three right of the circle. Back rim, no good. Rebound tap gathered by Riley. With Janicki back a feed, Jakachonis down the lane. Shot blocked inside by Amos. Kept it in play, and Tanjay comes up with it. Oh, terrific work by Xavier Amos. And then Tanjay got tripped up, lost his balance, tapped at the Winter, right foul line extended with 48 seconds left in the half. Janicki for three, right side, got it. Jack Janicki with a big triple, 39-35 Illinois.
What a block, right? That's where it starts. Xavier is able to get the block, now comes down, get a bucket. You're sitting at a four-point game, get a stop here.
And a timeout taken by Brad Underwood with 31.3 in the game clock, 20 on the shot clock. Yeah, you're right.
That's a huge turn in this game.
Circle
really
that
is.
Moment. That was a big-time rejection by Xavier Amos and keeping it in play.
Keeping
too.
It in play, all yeah. the above. I mean, yeah. you're looking at a situation where it's 41-32.
Yep.
Heading into half. Now you're sitting here 35-39. If you can get a stop, you're going to have 11 seconds to come back. If you can get the offense, if you can get the defensive rebound, you get 11 seconds, get the stop, get a bucket. You're looking at a two-point game. You go from 9 to 2. That's a huge point in this game.
You mentioned those offensive rebounds. We said Illinois is very good at it. Was
average
not,
almost 14.
Yeah, and was not against Northwestern, but it's 8-1 on the offensive glass in favor of Illinois, 9-0 with second chance points. So 31.3 left in the half, 20 on the shot clock, 39-35 Illinois. Bill Riley, freshman from Canada, Ontario, Canada. Very highly regarded player. Inbounds pass, Jakachonis. 28 seconds left. Now Ivicic against Carter Gilmore. Back up top, Jakachonis. Picked up by Gilmore in the switch as Jakachonis retreats. 20 seconds left in half. Shot clock at 8. Jakachonis drives the lane. Flipped it up left hand. Glasson rim, no good. Offensive rebound, Trey White. And a whistle. He walked with a ball to Trey White after grabbing the offensive rebound. So now the Badgers can have the final opportunity. 13.8 seconds left in the half. 39-35 Illinois. Here comes Kamari McGee with 10 seconds. McGee front court left against Kylan Boswell with 6, with 5. McGee driving into Gilmore. Low on the right. Throws it up. Missed it. Tipped in the air. No. And the rebound of White in the first half has come to an end. Entertaining first half here in Champaign. Illinois will take a 4-point lead into the locker room. The Badgers surviving foul trouble.
I was just going to say, you weathered it. You're down 40. You haven't played. I mean, I think defensively you've played good, but you've given up way too many offense rebounds. You've turned the ball over too much. You've had foul trouble. Down 4, you're fine.
And we have hit halftime here in Champaign. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers, and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. At the half, Illinois 39, Wisconsin 35. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
At the half in Champaign, Illinois 39, Wisconsin 35, as the Illini led by Trey White with 14 points. Colin Boswell with 8. 4 points for Will Riley. 3 points, 8 rebounds for Tomislav Ivicic. And that will do it for Illinois. First half, Carter Gilmore, his career high is 8. He has 7 in the first half. Stephen Crowell with 7. Max Klesman with 5. John Tanjay with 4. Xavier Amos with 5 and a big block as well. Jack Janicki with 3. 2 for John Blackwell and 2 for Nolan Winter. At the half, Illinois 39, Wisconsin 35. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
It's the Get Holiday Ready sales event with Hank and Sam from the Ford crew. Today, a new shipment of inventory.
Hank, what's going on?
Another hauler full of new Ford trucks and SUVs, Sam.
So much SUV capability. Is that?
Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks for 47 years. And a big selection means...
big savings?
Yep, which means...
it's the best time to buy.
Well done, Sam. And time for America to get holiday ready with Ford.
Based on 1977 to 2023, CY Industry reported total sales.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Time for our halftime conversation as we visit with 6'11 sophomore Nolan Winter, averaging about 9 points, 5 rebounds a game. The role is different this year. His minutes have increased, and he's enjoying every minute of it.
It's been awesome so far. It's been a really fun year. For me personally, my role, just really trying to do whatever it takes to win every night, whether it's playing more minutes of the four or the five, really whatever coach needs. And, rebounding, I feel like – something that I can bring to the team, along with stretching out at the floor, being able to hit the three ball at my size is very be very beneficial for us. So I'm really just whatever the game brings to us, and throughout the course of the game, I'm just trying to do whatever it takes to win. But yeah, it's been an awesome year so far.
I know the Coach Gard's always talked about you were more than willing last year. You never back down from sticking your nose in there. But a little stronger, you feel like an increased strength has allowed you to you know, match up a little better with some of those big dudes that you're going to be up against day in and day out?
Yeah, I mean, I put a lot of time in with Snides in the weight room this summer, so obviously I think that's going to help. But I feel like I was raised by my parents to be like, whether you're down 50 pounds or up 50 pounds, you got to just, it's all heart. So, I mean, that was kind of my motto last year. Like, I don't care if it's Zach Edey I'm going up against or whoever. Like, I'm just going to go in there, throw my body in there, and just go to work. So, but yeah, I feel stronger this year for sure and more capable of kind of holding my own.
We'll hear more from Nolan Winter in our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family, friends, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey Badger fans, it's Mott's Matt for Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brewpub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
Holidays in Illinois. Oh, there's so much to enjoy. Chicago, Broadway, see the magic on stage. Walking in a middle wonderland. Illinois, favorite season. Time of year's oh so pleasing. Peoria, lights on display. It's a festival day. Walking in a middle wonderland. Adventure away, it's a picture to find.
Find holiday shopping overwhelming? We've got to figure out what they want and then find it all too. Enter Kohl's. They have the best gifts all in one spot. The toys your kids have been asking for, the silk PJs she's been eyeing, and the stylish sweater he'll love. And you can get 20% off some of your gifts during their customer appreciation event. Yep, holiday shopping at Kohl's is the move. Select styles. Offers end December 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to toys. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
We continue our halftime conversation as we hear from Nolan Winter, the sophomore out of Lakeville, Minnesota. Lakeville North High School, that's been quite the pipeline the last several years for Wisconsin basketball. Current Badgers, of course, along with Winter, is Jack Robison, who was in his freshman year, following the likes of a Tyler Wall and Nate Reavers. It's been a very good connection over the years. We've heard Brian Butch talk about as a big. Sometimes it's better when you're up against someone your own size as opposed to chasing somebody around who's maybe 6'7 or 6'8. We asked Nolan Winter about that. What can be the bigger headache? The real big, strong 6'11, 7-footer, or maybe the smaller guy that you're chasing all over the floor?
As crazy as it sounds, but Steven would agree too. We talk about this. Playing against like smaller, quicker dudes, like, they're, I mean, yeah, like, we should be able to dominate, and I think we've held our own against them. But, like, yeah, they just love to run around and stretch out the seven-footers on the court, which is fine, and I think we did a solid job kind of guarding there and getting out there. But it's a completely different game when you have five dudes that are all that can play point guard, and then you got me and Steve out there who's 7 foot. So, yeah, it's just a completely different game. But that's kind of what basketball is now. Everyone's able to run around and shoot and do that kind of stuff. So we're just trying to adapt to that, and I think we've done a pretty good job. But, yeah, playing against those guys, it's kind of like we're ready for Big Ten play to come around and these bigger opponents.
That's Badgers sophomore Nolan Winter, and that is our halftime conversation. Stay with us. We'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or Choose Chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose Chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays, Usinger's famous sausage? If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com, or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
Ever find holiday shopping overwhelming? We've got to figure out what they want and then find it all too. Enter Kohl's. They have the best gifts all in one spot. The toys your kids have been asking for, the silk PJs she's been eyeing, and the stylish sweater he'll love. And you can get 20% off some of your gifts during their customer appreciation event. Yep, holiday shopping at Kohl's is the move. Select styles. Offers end December 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to toys. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
At the half, Illinois leads Wisconsin 39-35. We check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin 50-50 from the field, 14-28, 5-14 from three. Just two foul shots in the first half, though. It's a team that gets there a ton and is the best free throw shooting team in the country, but just 2-for-2 in the first half. Illinois 14-35 from the field, 6-20 from the arc, 5-5. At the free throw line. The Illini a plus 12 on the glass, 9 offensive rebounds, 9-0 in second chance points in favor of Illinois. Badgers have 14 buckets, 10 assists, 7 turnovers, 8 dimes, a like number of turnovers for Illinois. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming.